those people that longs to expose yourself. GoDaddy.com has everything you need to expose your inner brilliance to the world. And this podcast contains a special code that you can use to get brilliant discounts at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
This summer, when you buy Coke, you get music. You can win an iPod or free songs on iTunes.
And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. Goober, Goober! Hello!
Hey, well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week, it's an I Do Like Manchester After All special.
Is it?
Yeah.
Always special.
Who'd have thought that you'd have been in Liverpool last week and I'd have been in Manchester this week? Who'd have thought it? And this
is,
I'm calling this week's show The Calm Between the Storm as well. Because it was my birthday last week and it's your birthday next week.
It is.
And this week, all it was my grandma's birthday. And as we know, something funny happened there as well.
Forgot about that.
I forgot about that.
Let's hope they did.
That isn't even written down. No, let's hope the authorities do. I'd like to say in advance, sorry, Grandma. This week's show, we've got, as usual, all the bits and bobs. We've got yet another Poetry Corner from the slightly significant Bobby.
Have we?
Who's now calling himself that as well. But there is a poem in Podcast Alley comments.
All right.
But I want to cut to the chase this week because we've got to do an interview right at the top here.
All right, okay. We forgot to do last week.
Not so long ago, we went to see Lord Bishop Rocks on the start of his tour.
Yes.
We read out all the tour dates last week. I will pull them up and read out the remaining ones on this week's show as well. Later on, I promise
right,
you.
Okay.
But what I want to do is play you the interview that I did with him after the gig.
After the gig,
I keep talking to people after the gig. Yeah. So
after the booze.
So not only has he played a great set and had quite a bit of Jack Daniels.
Yes.
I've watched a great set. I've watched a great shit.
Did you watch that set?
I watched a great shit. I've watched a great set. I've had fuckloads of cider and loads of Jack Daniels.
Oh, of course you were on the red, weren't you?
I was. So listen, when the interview finishes, we're going to play the song straight away, Tone, all right? Now, the song is track 9 off his fabulous album, Power to the People.
Mm-hmm.
And track 9 is Forget About the Outside. Tired jigging it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so we'll play that straight after the interview. Tony, what is Lord Bishop's website? Just remind people.
LordBishop.org.
It is as well. Well done. It's Tony won. Although you're kind of getting a one goal start on these, aren't you now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Tony won, poorly beat, and the internet nil.
Flawed the system.
I'm going to start this playing now. This is the Needles, by the way. And I'm going to start this playing now, right?
Okay. Do you want to kill the
bet? There goes.
Thank you very much for talking to me again. First night on the tour. How do you think it went?
I think it was cool, man. You know, I was missing the naked dancing girls, but Malcolm said there was a little bit of a problem with the fucking highway and on the A1 and the M62 and the M6 and every other fucking way to get to Wakefield. So, you know, the girls were here, but they were only here in my mind.
They were here in spirit.
Right. It's
like every single road in the world contrives to stop people coming to this gig. But you know what? It took until the encore, but we got them all out, didn't we?
That's exactly right. You know, better late than never, baby.
So how many more dates have you got?
I think at the whole UK, Ireland / Scotland tour, I think it's 16 shows. So I think it's 15 more shows, something like that.
16 shows, and then you do a tour a year after that. Do you ever stop?
I only stop occasionally to see a couple of my kids. I have 4 daughters. I stop to see the kids and maybe 1 or 2 days off just to kind of eat something, and that's it.
And how do your daughters feel about their dad being a rock and roll legend?
They're looking for the cash, baby. They're looking for the cash.
Looks like they might be waiting quite a long time.
Got that right.
This is the second time I've interviewed you and the second time I've been fucked when I've done it. So I think it would be very sensible if, just for the benefit of our listeners, you actually said what Lord Bishop Rocks is all about.
You know what? Putting putting aside all the alcohol and the women, I'm trying to spread the peace, and I'm trying to get a message across to the populace that we have to make a change. We have to make a change in how we feel about each other. We have to make a change in how we feel about the earth. We have to make a change in how we feel about everyone on the planet, and we have to really revolt against all these dictators. You know, anyone from Mr. Bush, you know, to the dude that just got hung, you know, to Mr. Putin on down. We need to kind of revolt. We need to come together as a people and make sure these people don't collect us as sheep and try and train us and put us in an undignified manner to do their dirty deeds done dirt cheap.
And if there's one thing, one sentence you can say to punky radio listeners, what would it be?
Keep listening, keep rocking, keep loving, and make a lot of babies. But the babies must have a tattoo of peace and freedom on their right and left cheek of the ass when they're coming out the mama.
I think that would be it. All right. Thanks so much, Lil Bishop Rocks. You're a legend.
Thank you, man.
In the name of the greatest people that have ever trod this earth, I draw the line in the dust and toss the gauntlet before the feet of tyranny, and I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
How about that then? Another drunk interview.
We know them well.
That was Lil Bishop from the Powers of the People album. Forget about the outside. He's on tour at the moment. We'll have the dates for you later on in the show. This is the Planet Smashers. And and it's time, if I get the right thing up, for Punky latest MySpace comments. Now, what's interesting about these, Tone, this week I reckon we're going to hit 3,333 MySpace friends.
Really?
And I am tempted to leave it there and reject everyone from now on.
That's all we need, isn't it?
Oh, no, we still have subbed it on 333, 33 and a third RPM, the classic vinyl. No, fuck it, let's keep going to 6666. That's like the number of the beast and another one.
Ah, we leave it at 3333, I like that. I like symmetry.
That'll be great if you went easy.
Wanker.
So, we actually haven't had that many great comments on MySpace this week.
Haven't we?
No. Because we got a lot of sort of spammy comments this week, didn't we? We got all sorts of things.
Don't
you
get
know.
Me started on MySpace.
Okay, I won't get you started on MySpace. I'll just read them out. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Absolutely the easiest way to get in touch with us.
MySpace!
If you just want to leave us a comment. Anything more involved than that is best to email. But if you're just leaving us a comment about the show or whatever, leave it on there. It's really easy to pick up. This one, actually, from a band we played last week, the Newtown Centres.
Ah.
Now, you may remember...
Great version.
You may remember me saying that their album, initially, I thought, was the best three-track EP with nine extra tracks I'd ever heard.
Yeah.
The Newtown Centres all listened to the show last week.
All of them.
All thought it was great and left the following comment. That last pod show is the best 15-minute hour I have ever heard. Loving the karaoke at the end. That's us, that is.
Yeah, that's us.
That made our night. Newtown Centres.
Oh,
fair enough.
How many of them are there? Six? Five?
Oh, fuck knows. They're an extended family.
Oh, right, okay.
Of Newtown Centres. And they all wear wigs.
Oh, the wigs are there.
This one's from Dalton. Which he probably pronounced Dalton or something, but Dalton anyway. Happy birthday, Paul. You guys fucking rock. Yes, we do.
We try.
Lamppost. Haven't heard from Lamppost in a while.
All right, yeah.
Very happy to hear from Lamppost. You should be reading this one out. I was watching a bit of Shrek the other day.
Oh, yeah.
I can see where you get that Scottish accent from now.
Yeah, too many.
You
American
do
movies.
Sound like Mike Myers doing an... You do an impression of Mike Myers doing an impression of a Scottish accent. It's fair enough. Happy birthday, Paul. Happy future birthday, Tony. Anger. Don't care if they're late. Earlier on time.
Just me doing that, isn't it? Yeah, thanks for that.
Has Tony attacked many girls with eggs recently?
Yeah.
I'd hate for that. This is like maths and English at the same time, the way this is written. I'd hate for that to happen to me. But it's funny as fuck when it happens to other folk. By the way, I heard you guys love me. Love you guys
that?
As well. Hugs. Also, happy Valentine's Day. Oh, yes, this should be our Valentine's show.
Fuck Valentine's Day. Worse than MySpace.
Also, happy Valentine's Day, even though this day sucks ass.
Well, yes, it does.
Only if you get lucky. Sellout time. Guys, remember, you can get the new Fallout Boy album in Tesco's for... Wah! 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 For under £7. Shot colour gasp, hee hee hee, lamppost.
I like Fallout Boy.
Oh, right, fair enough.
Just like, say that.
But who's... Yeah.
She heard We Love Her. Who said that?
Oh, probably I did.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. And now, for the highlight of my MySpace
I've got
week.
Eggs in the fridge, by the way.
Carry on. Okay.
Yeah.
Especially
for Valentine's Day.
I've got eggs in the fridge. Ready for Valentine's Day. I'm just going to take out a restaurant with a 24-pack.
I bought six Valentine's cards and six eggs.
You've been working on your comedy.
Right. I haven't. I'm working on sleep.
The highlight of my MySpace week, the Eleanor Purcell interchange, I'm calling it. It started off in the comments and it went into the messages.
It went private.
She's so funny. I love her. She's hilarious. Here, guys. This is what happened, right? After we said last week, we said she's done another fucking cracking joke.
Yeah.
This is what she came back with.
Okay.
You're very cheeky and obviously proud of it. You forgot to play my tracks again. No, we didn't. Come on, guys. You must know that classical is the best. The punky fans will love it. Love, Eleanor. See what I mean? Comic genius.
Yeah.
So, I left one on her page saying, are you commenting our page again? Anyone would think you're just after the publicity. She replies, me? After publicity? As if, you cheeky sods. Why am I not in your top friends yet? Thanks for taking the piss so royally. All plugs are good plugs. You'll see why I moved this into messages then. Mm-hmm. I sent one back saying, even butt plugs? Sorry. Didn't think I'd better leave that as a comment. She sent one back. No, best not. I am a lady of utmost sophistication, as you well know. And then we got pissed, didn't we, Tony?
Yeah.
And I persuaded you to send her a message back.
Yeah.
And you sent Eleanor Purcell, classical singer-songwriter the following message. Right, so you're saying a dry bumming is completely out of the question. Tony, you didn't even put a kiss.
Always grooming.
She sent one straight back, saying, wow, how charming. If I wasn't married, I'm sure I would be falling for you. Laugh out loud. Kiss. She's polite. I forgot about that message, and the next day...
Didn't you?
The next day, sent her the following one back. I'm terribly sorry about that. I dared Tony to send you that last message when we were pissed last night. For the record, if you weren't married, I'd already be in the car to Hatfield. Please notice there are no references to anal sex in this message. Oh no, now there is. Bugger! Poorly B. And then we got, yeah, that's right. We got the latest comedy gem from Eleanor Purcell, classic singer-songwriter.
Ready?
Here goes. This is what came back. It's brilliant, Tony. Get a needle and thread ready to stitch your sides back up. You are very funny, guys. Kiss. She's a genius! She's a fucking genius!
Oh, dear.
No, not Nadia. Oh. Eleanor.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
All right, do you want to do...
Oh, shit.
Do podcast now?
Yes. If you haven't voted so far this month, please do.
Yeah, we mean it as
we
well.
We do mean it.
Fucking vote. We've got 20,000 listeners and 38 votes. What the fuck is that all about? Admittedly, some of them are in North Korea.
Yes.
But we hope.
They should be able to vote. If you are in North Korea, vote for us.
Yeah. Do something to bash the capitalist state.
Yeah.
And all that.
Oh, God. Who do I share a birthday with?
Pol Pot.
No, the other one. Who's the guy
Mouse
in Team America? Oh, come back to me.
Oh, Kim Jong-il.
Yes.
You share a birthday with him?
Yes.
Kim Jong-il is ill. Ow.
Wicked. February 16th. Get your birthday cards in to the Punky address. Thank you very much. Please vote for us. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen, there is an important please vote for us link. And it is important. Please vote for us.
There's a poem in this tone. Be careful.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And you might want to read from the bottom up. Sorry.
Alright. Yeah, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish. We read out the best comments, and here they are. Right then, starting from bottom up. Hello, Punky. I'm listening righteth now and voting, and I shall vote four times because I have four different email addresses. Ha! Suck on that, septic cunts. Giggles. Naomi. Bloody hell.
She's lovely.
Punky's great.
It is.
It really is. From Fuhrer Friesy's Ben. Punky's great.
Oh, that's
really
in German.
From Zuffel Monster.
Zuffel Monster, respect.
Punky's great. It really is from Fuhrer Fry Sex.
See, that's the thing. We've got 38 votes, and three of them are clearly from the same fella.
More Germans should vote.
More German voting, please.
We like Germans. I do.
I do, but, you know, right.
I don't really have much to say, except that my iPod is now a million times cooler than it ever was before I started listening to Punky, because it's now full of the great bands that Paul and Tony play every week.
It
usually
is.
Usually Tony and Paul, actually. Whenever I listen, I try to ignore the chat, though. Only joking. Much love. Catherine. Also
thank you,
known
Catherine.
As Carol. Charlotte.
Yeah.
Who knows
oh, that's from Trevor.
Is. Trevor.
Should we call her Trevor from now on?
Alan.
Alan. All right, good.
Nothing. Nothing to say, so I'll just shut up and listen. From Evie.
Thank you, Evie.
Thank you very much. Uji Skraugud. Brilliant. From NMC Callion.
That is from Neil McCallion, the man responsible for Punky.
Oh!
And he was asking how you spell Uji Skraugud, and he nearly got it right, but it's O-O-G-I, I think.
We need to put that in the Swiss brand.
Well, we need to do an update of some sort at some point, yeah.
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 It's going to be very difficult. Tony Tower's being renovated at the minute.
I know.
Bloody
tell
hell.
Me about it. You've got those old workers waking me up in the morning. Ah! Yeah. It must be loud.
I can hear it
where I was before.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But my lodger's not liking it.
No, your lodger apparently doesn't like
fuck
it.
Fuck him.
Yeah, her.
Ah! They really should cuss more.
Yes, we should.
How I love the Punky podcast. Let me list each way. Everyone lives with Tony.
I haven't read this. This is the poem, isn't it?
Is it? How I love the Punky podcast. Let me list each way. Everyone lives with Tony and Paul B. Actually, you're gay. Whenever you feel down and want to help an emo die, just put on these two piss mops. You'll laugh until you cry. From Zephyr.
Thank you, Zephyr.
Everyone does live with Tony at Tony Towers.
Tony Towers.
There is a wait
Tony
list
Towers,
to live at Tony Towers.
Tony Towers. Fuck biscuits. There you go. That's cussing a bit more,
Tony
isn't
Towers it? Next week on the show for my birthday show.
Yeah.
I might do it live, or I might just do a playing recording of it.
Yeah.
Probably recording it, actually.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Early days yet.
That's all the Podcast Alley comments.
Brilliant. In that case, we can get on with the next. And please do vote for us. We mean it. We want the votes this month.
Takes a second.
So when I went to see Lord Bishop, I said to him, can I have another one of your CDs? Because he'd got three. And he went, no, but you can have this by the Matlocks.
Brilliant.
And this is from their album Rock You Naked with Flaws and Bruises. The Matlocks are from Sweden. It makes a lot of sense. I think we're from Sweden. Sweden or Norway. Sweden. It's all up there somewhere.
Yeah.
They're so general. I'm going to tell you where they're from. That isn't fair to not say that. But anyway, he was raving about this one song, wasn't he, Tone?
Yeah. Fat Fucks.
Fat Fuck.
Yeah.
But we don't want to play Fat Fuck, do
we? No, because we had it on the way back from Wakefield. We had it in the car, didn't we?
Yeah, and we decided that there was another song that we liked more.
It's far better. And we checked it again last night.
And it's like they really don't want us to play this. Because it's down as being track two, but it's not, is it?
No. It's track five.
It's track five.
We think.
Just think, if that had been for the point, Tony, you'd have walked it. What I want to know is, Tony, what is the Matlocks website address?
Matlocksband.com.
Matlocks.net. It's Tony Ooh. One, Paulie B and the Internet One. They're on MySpace as well, but they haven't added us yet, I don't think.
MySpace.
All right. Well, maybe they're on BT Pod Show.
Yeah, get on BT Pod Show. What's better than MySpace?
Let's get the rest of the world show.
Everyone is in MySpace. Go to BT Pod Show and create your free profile.
So anyway, this is Motorised Vehicle. You like my nice touch there?
Yeah.
That was called Motorised Vehicle, and I had a bit of revving going on.
It's nice touch.
You know,
like that song.
We're getting good at this. That's a great song, isn't it? By the Matlocks.
I kept my headphones enjoying that because I like the song.
Matlocks.net. MATLOCKS.net.
And we live near Matlock.
We do live near Matlock.
I don't think the two are related.
I don't.
No.
This is Mustang Lightning. We live nowhere near Mustang Lightning.
No.
But I did watch, 10 Days After.
10 days after the week before last.
What's it called?
Day After Tomorrow.
The Day After Tomorrow. That's it. And then no zombies showed up, and it was shit.
You thought it was 28 days later.
Yeah, so where I got 10 days after from, I fucking know.
Which is, the sequel.
Yeah. It's all calmed down by then.
It's worse than Police Academy.
The sun comes back out, but everyone's turned into a fucking lunatic. It's rather like Torquay. Right. Tony, have you got a twat?
Yeah, sir.
Brilliant.
If you have a twat to nominate, please email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with a twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination.
Where they're from?
Where they're from would be quite helpful. Although the last couple I've received, they have started catching on to that.
Good.
Good. Right. This week is from my good friend and nemesis, the Gaylord Raylock.
Oh, excellent.
I can say
that. My favourite listener.
Before I die on my birthday.
Just because he's going to kill you.
Yeah, but it's my birthday this week. Can anyone kill me on my birthday?
Why not?
I don't know.
Jesus died on his birthday.
That's true.
Oh, no, he didn't. He died at Easter.
He died at Easter, yeah.
He was born on his birthday. Silly one.
Right.
That's right. We can explain the Bible to you.
That's religion done. Yeah. What's next?
That's sorted out then.
We'll do politics.
Yeah. Abe Lincoln. What a cunt.
Well, he's dead.
Fuck him.
He died on Abe Lincoln's birthday. Death day.
He had a stupid beard. I actually quite like him.
Yeah. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
All right, then.
Right. Here's a twat. Here we go. Oh, I'm all of a fluster. Hey,
I'm
Tony. Alright, first thing, alcohol at the cavern. Congratulations, that's pretty cool. Secondly, hope yourself and Paul have great birthdays.
I did.
And I hopefully will do. But also, yes. It's 2 days after Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And the yearly self-mutilation, pissed, and talking to punk listeners online.
You'll still be crying and wiping up the egg.
I've no doubt about it.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt.
No date.
You've been working on your comedy.
It's like actually 2.5 hours sleep this morning.
Yeah, all right.
Right. Yeah, have great birthdays. Lastly,
let me just fold this.
I have to nominate You Are Here podcast for being twats, a pathetic, cheating pack of twats.
Oh, blimey.
If you look on Podcast Alley, you guys are sitting in second place. Because these wankers have gotten 260 votes and zero comments. Yeah, that's right. 260 and zero comments.
Are we talking poxy voting here?
We might well be talking some poxy voting. This is as of 4 p.m. on Tuesday the 6th of Feb. This came through last week.
Right.
The thing that really pisses me off the most is that I tried to leave a mildly abusive comment to let them know what I thought, and it got rejected somehow. But I will try again later.
That's because you're not allowed to leave any comments on their site, because only computers can vote.
Only computers can vote.
And Stephen Hawking, obviously.
Ow. If I was a less forgiving man, I would probably email a pod show with less scruples than yourselves and suggest that all the faithful listeners comment on their show. Something along the lines of, sod off, smacktards, would be nice. After all, if it weren't for these cheating pricks...
That would be quite funny.
We all know Punky would be in its rightful, well-deserved number one position.
Well, let's do that.
Yeah, but think about it. We can't get them to vote for us. What's the chance we're getting them to comment on another one?
Because our listeners are all evil fuckers.
That is true.
They don't want to vote for us, but they'll quite happily spawn abuse on another podcast.
That's true. So, yeah, vote for us at Podcast Alley. Go to podcastalley.com, search for Punky. But why are you there?
Why are you there?
Music category. Go to You Are Here podcast and leave them a nice abusive comment. But don't vote for them.
Call them poxy computer twats or something.
Poxy computer twats.
Let's start a war with You Are Here podcast.
Let's start a right now. Let's start a war.
Because we haven't started a war with anyone since the Cry Baby Emo Kids, which was rather like America taking on Iraq, wasn't it?
There's the politics done.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, what else are we going to do? Let's tackle geography. I don't even understand geography.
Where's Scarborough?
I don't know. Well, that's about it. Always looking, Lord Raylock. God, always looking. I hope
he's always looking.
Always staying in Australia because I'm not allowed to leave.
He'll be allowed to leave one day, Tone.
Well.
And then your days are officially numbered.
Well, then I'll lock up Tony Towers and escape.
I'm going to do everything I can to get that man into the UK.
By then, Tony Towers will be a self-sufficient business.
It will, yeah.
They can look after me and my family. And I'll fuck off Dan Kent.
Yeah, fair enough then.
I haven't forgot to tell you.
Who's Ken?
Have you met Ken? Car. Nice beard.
You don't want to fuck off down him.
I haven't forgot to tell you. Get fucked, you twat.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm being nice to you for your birthday. Thank you. My birthday on Friday.
Excellent.
All cards, please send to the Punky Bunker.
Well, right. Why don't you could send it Tony loads of nice emails? Email messages.
Yeah, email me.
Especially.
Or happy Valentine's messages, anything like that. To give me a nice warm feeling.
Tony@punkyradio.com. Or if you'd like to be public, go out and flash yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
So, ready?
Yeah.
So, the You Are Here podcast from Podcast Alley
is a twat!
Cheating twats.
Fuckers.
Fuckers.
Wankers.
Wankers.
And we dare you to respond to us.
And I can't believe I spent a good 5 minutes sending, voting for and commenting on the religious podcast, and not once voted
not
for us.
Not one.
Not one?
Not one.
Jesus don't love you, do they? Bastards.
No.
Yay? Yeah?
They're in it for themselves, these fucking religious types.
Forgiveness is divine, and so's voting.
Yes.
Vote for us, you bastards.
Right.
God, religion's in again.
Very brief poetry corner here.
A poem about briefs?
Yes. I wrote a poem about pants once.
Did you? Was it good, or was it pants?
Fuck me sideways. Fuck me sideways and call me Shirley. I've had a fucking shite week, punctuated by a fucking insane birthday party for one of my friends that somehow ended up in the local rock club, where I had to fight off people trying to steal my dreadlocks. Or just fuck me because of them. Why did no one... I don't think
fuck
I said
him
right.
Because of the dreadlocks?
Or just fuck me because of them, yeah. Because right. of his dreadlock. You've okay. got dreadlocks, I'm going to fuck you. Why mm-hmm. did no one tell me they worked so well as a pulling device before I got engaged? Tony grow dreads. Tony should get them. Oh, he says that. They might improve his chances. I don't think he needs any improving, actually.
Always dating!
Have a spontaneously thought up poem, boyo. Dreadlocks. Somehow I find myself in a club where you should ID before you pull. Can I touch your dreadlocks, says a girl who is eyeing my skull. This is to be in a Scouse accent, shouldn't it?
Somehow I found myself in a club where you should ID before you pull. Can I touch your dreadlocks, says a girl who is eyeing my skull. Whatever, it's only her, I reply as she strokes my head. She speaks with a drunken slur. Fancy spending the night in my bed? I turn to my friend, the 5'4" biker with pink hair, and he shakes his head, holding 4 fingers in the air. Hey, 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 you're 14, aren't you? I ask the girl, untangling her fingers from a lock. Yeah, why'd you ask? At this point I run before she can get near me cock.
Oh, and glove puppet for word of the week again. Or possibly sock puppet fucker, as my biker friend with the pink hair, open brackets, goes by the name of Cooper, close brackets, says. Usually in the context of, shut the fuck up, Matthew, or I'll take you home and turn you into a sock puppet fucker. The slightly significant Bobu.
Nice.
He's actually signed himself that as well.
He hasn't got a Scottish accent, by the way, but it was good all the same.
No,
he's quite posh.
So? If you think anyone in Liverpool sounds like what I've just done, you're mistaken anyway.
Oh, they do. All of them.
Oh, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
He has got... He's got a woolly back accent. Oh, sorry, just hit the mic with the remote control there. Right, next song. Bitch Slap Barbie.
Okay, where is she?
We've played them before. All right, and they sent us this lovely message. Hey, guys, just got our CD finished. Here's a copy. Let us know what you think. The Bitches.
Ah.
So, Tone, what I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/BitchSlapBarbie.
Brilliant.
Is that it?
Totally spot on. BARBIE as well. P.S. Thanks for having us on your show.
No worries. No problem. Where do they live?
No problem. In Ameriki.
Ameriki? Is that on the Punky Radio tour?
I don't know whether we will be veeting.
Be veeting? Fucking hell. Can I veet you?
We're making this show too early. Please may I give you a bio drink? With lots of extra fruit in.
Really fruity? They Where are. Do you have them? Is that Tony's what... got some cheese.
No, hold on. Is that
cheese?
What? Is that what veet is?
Or
is
no, that's V. V I E.
That's V, isn't it? What's veet?
What's veet? I don't know.
Is it some kind of floor cleaner? I don't think we'll
don't
be covering
know.
Them in floor cleaner.
I'll take some cheese. You take some V. It'd be great. Right. No one can resist blokes with cheese and V.
Sure. Look, anyway, this is
I live
song.
My life on that concept.
We're selling out after this, though.
Are we?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
So, look, this is from their 5-track EP, I would call it, which is called Five Finger Fuck You.
Five Finger Fuck You?
Yeah, Five Finger Fuck You. That's basically fisting, isn't
five
it?
Five Finger Fuck.
Hang on, no, that's 4 from one hand and 1 from the other. Thumbs, technically, not fingers.
Nah. Got more in technicality there.
We have done. Let's see if you can't. Let's see if you can't get them on a bed as well, eh? In Tony Towers.
Tony Towers.
So can't get that out of my mind. Can't get that out of my mind. Ow! Can't get that out of my mind. Ow! Anyway, this is Pins and Needles.
Bitch!
There might have been a bit more there. No, it wasn't a false ending. Excellent. Hey, that was...
10 seconds of silence at the end of the track.
10 seconds of silence at the end of the track. Textbook error. Hey, that was Beach Slap Barbie and with Pins and Needles. And now we've got live in the studio. Excellent. It's a shame you haven't got a pick. There's got to be one out there somewhere. But you're actually going to provide the live beds.
What do you want?
I just want you to play something nice.
Okay.
Finger pick, Tone. Finger pick. That's really manky. That's horrid. So, I don't know whether you've actually got around to looking at GoDaddy.com yet, Tony.
No.
You haven't, no. But, it's only a bit bluesy, be nice, yeah. Right. Oh, nice. But I strongly recommend that you do have a look at GoDaddy. And I am in a position to talk about it. Any of our listeners interested in the net, have a look at GoDaddy.com. They've got email plans, traffic blazer to redirect more hits, various hosting plans. You can set up shopping carts, get SSL certificates. And you know what they are, don't you, Tony?
SSLs.
Yeah. There's loads on there. And if you type in the order code PUNKY1 into the space provided, what's that, Tony?
PUNKY1.
And how's that spelled?
PUNKY1.
Can you do that in the blues style?
Nope.
Fair enough. Well, you play something, I'll do it bluesy. There's a load on there, and if you type in the article PUNKY1, I said there's loads on there, and if you type in the article PUNKY1, into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK. Oh, yeah. Because of the
exchange rate, baby.
Do a final bit. Go on. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs, yeah. That's how we should do it. Selling out, losing a fucking lung. Right.
Right.
Shall we have a go at this? Shall we have a go at this? Yeah, do you want to?
Yeah.
All right. All right, cool.
So how's it go?
Right. We were supposed to do this last week, but we didn't. So then we were going to do it this week, but we didn't rehearse it. And now halfway through the show, we've decided to do it anyway. With the wrong lyrics, because these were the original lyrics, not the ones of the finished product. So I don't mind this going out, because it's not the finished lyrics.
So this might be quite shit, then.
Oh, it will be.
Okay.
Now, you've got no pick.
No.
I said pick.
It's not even my guitar that I just found a guitar at the studio.
You've found a guitar in the studio. You've got no pick. We haven't rehearsed this. All that you know is it's three chords, and they go in a certain order.
Yeah.
All that I'm hoping is that you don't speed up as you go along like you normally do.
Shit. I'm not with... I haven't got the rhythm.
This is a song I wrote especially for XFM and then lost the lyrics for and had to rewrite it at 3 o'clock in the morning with Always Looking, who was always coming up with goth-related jokes. This is Goths on Holiday.
Okay. Is this the right... Hang on.
No, not that.
Slow than that.
That's the one. I have to clear out my goth voice. I went to winter in Transylvania, but I can't afford it, so I went to Whitby. I spend my life staying out of the sun. I work down the market, cause I'm a bit shit. Me, my girlfriend likes to wear a veil. I get the mickey taken, cause I'm so pale. I've had enough, and I've saved up, and I'm on the next train to Magaluf. And now I've packed my black lipstick, I've packed my studs, I've packed my towel and cotton buds. I've packed my shades, I've packed my shorts, and I'm on my way to Hell's Airport. I'm a goth on holiday. I'm depressed on and off the loo. I'm a goth on holiday. Sometimes goth guys need to sunbathe too. the sand in my pixie boots. My studded belt busted. I went in the sea and my crucifix rusted. I didn't like the bingo, there's a 666. I went on a trip to buy local baskets, but I don't care, I need to catch some rays. I'm gonna go out while it's still the day. I'll play volleyball, I'll eat paella, I'll dance in the club like a normal fella. Now I'm a goth on holiday. I'm depressed on and off the loo. I'm a goth on holiday. Sometimes goth guys need to sunbathe too. I met an old couple called Marge and Percy. I got them into the Sisters of Mercy. A German in my sunbed, his name was Klaus. We got talking, now he likes Bauhaus. A flight got diverted to us on Faroe. I freaked them all out with the tarot. Everybody's loving Susie and the Banshees. And this morning at breakfast they were all dressed like me. Now finally I'm the Dark Lord Hades, but only on a half-board basis. We're all goths, goths on holiday. We're in black on the golden sands. We're all goths, goths on holiday. Next year we'll conquer the Canary Islands.
Fuck, we did it!
Hey.
That was all right. Fuck it, we'll stick that on some page or other.
Cool.
All right, nice one. Right,
what's next?
What's next? Fuck
back
me,
to,
this show. This is the show
back
that
to
never
the
ends.
Show.
Back to the show. The second half
are we halfway
of this show,
point?
The second half of this show, Tony. How long have we done?
We seem to have done about 8 minutes, but I can't believe
hell's
that.
Hell's teeth. The second half, I don't think we have done that long.
42 minutes. That's more 42. Like it.
Right. All right. Let's crack on. The second half of this show is a Jet 13 record special. And so much in this show.
Blimey.
That's right. Jet, who is now in UK subs.
I need to lie down.
And has been in loads and loads of bands. The first time I ever saw him, he was in The Parkinsons, who were a great band as well. And Jet's got the best quiff on the planet. Right. And Jet, finally, he's got this label, Jet 13 Records. They specialise in vinyl, right? Mm. But what he's done for us, especially, is do promotional copies on CD of three recent releases from Jet 13 Records. They basically, they're the second half of the show. And the first one up, you know how we played the Toy Dolls and we played King Kurt?
Yeah.
How about playing legendary punks fronted by the oldest punk rock in the business and amazing bloke, Charlie Harper? Then UK subs, Tony.
Cool.
Let's play a track by UK subs, shall we?
All
yeah,
right.
I think we
all
should. Right. Exclusive, not pretty much exclusive to Punky. It's never been on CD before. I don't see how anyone else would have ever played this live. This is from a single, a good old fashioned vinyl single called 666 Yeah, which was recorded on the 6th of the 6th, 06.
Nice.
Only came out in December of this year.
Ah.
So I reckon they should have called it 6612, really.
Technically. Another technicality we've got you on there.
Yep. Oh. Anyway, we're not playing 666 yet. We're playing the B-side, Straighten Out, which I thought was going to be the Stranglers, Straighten Out, but it's not. It's an original composition by Charlie Harper and co-written by...
Jet!
How can we not play it? So, if you want to find out more about Jet 13 Records, what's the best way to do it, Tone?
Jet13records.com?
I think... I've just got to double-check it. I think it's jet13records.co.uk, I'm afraid. Jet13records.co.uk. It's 2-2. I will tell you their MySpace. MySpace.com/Jet13Records. You can, of course, get in touch with UK subs at Tony. Their website.
UKsubs.co.uk.
UKsubs.com.
Oh,
but don't worry, that you're not losing it. You're not losing a point for that. It might help if I put the fucking song in, of course. Right, so this is going to be UK subs and the B-side to their latest single, which is a limited release, 1000 pressing.
She wants to risen, so you're looking over the edge. Your kids are crawling on the floor, sharing food with rats. But you think it's okay, you're just a shitting fat. You better start straightening out. You better straighten out.
That was good, wasn't it?
What a great song that was. I'm so glad we just played it live.
Yes.
And that is UK Subs.
Worked a treat.
And Straighten Out from their single 666. Yeah. Go to UKSubs.com or go to jet13records.co.uk. So, Tony.
Yes, sir.
I've just realised that I've got written down here to talk about Jet 13 Records at this point, and we've already done it.
Have we?
Yeah, I did it in the last bit.
Right.
So, is there anything you'd like to talk about at this point? This is the Cemetery Surfers, by the way.
Well, I don't know. What should we talk about? It's Valentine's Day this week. We're just going to completely ignore the fact that it's Valentine's Day. Yes, well, we are.
Well, I just...
Yes.
Do you know, I didn't really want to have... Oh, I know what we're talking about. Speaking of Valentine's Day. Valentine's Gay.
Valentine's Gay.
You don't want to go down that road.
Pink Pound.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you've brought me a chocolate. Cock. Tony, would you like to suck on a chocolate cock?
No.
Fair enough. You sure?
No.
All right.
Thanks.
We haven't mentioned the Anne-Marie and Katie show.
Oh, we haven't, have we?
No. The Anne-Marie and Katie show.
Promo. That's why.
We like podcasts from Chicago, don't we, as a rule?
Yeah.
And I saw a post on Podcast Alley, please vote for us.
Please vote for us, Podcast Alley.
From the Anne-Marie and Katie show. And I thought, girls making a podcast, I'll check it out.
Always grooming.
Hey, fit.
Really?
Fit, yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're all right. So I gave them a list as well, and they're quite good. And they appear to be to a lot of the same things we are.
Bombing.
No. They're into comedy and alternative music, basically.
Right,
and having a bit of a laugh. And there's two of them, and they're birds, and there's two of us, and we're blokes. Right?
Yes.
So I thought, and they were saying, we don't know how to get other podcasters to listen. I suggested wearing bikinis, but, yeah. You know, nothing so far. But we said that we'd play their promo.
Right.
At the end of our show.
Right.
Because we know that a lot of podcasters listen to our show.
Yes.
So that makes sense. So they said, brilliant, we'll play yours at the end of our show.
Okay.
So being organised blokes,
yeah,
we sent them our promo.
Yes.
In fact, we sent them two.
Did we?
So they could choose whichever one they wanted to play.
Okay.
Notice how I did that with my hands. I'm talking about Anne-Marie and Katie.
Yes, I noticed
I'm
that.
I'm just weighing
I'm
up.
Trying not to look at
I'm
you.
I'm just weighing up the opposition.
It's like a strange juggling act.
Whoa.
That I didn't really want to see.
Strange and juggling. It's amazing what I can do with just two balls.
It's that way you're weighing something. God.
What, somewhere over the rainbow? Weigh a pie?
Somewhere.
That's the best place to weigh a pie.
Weigh a pie?
Yeah, if you want to weigh a pie, go somewhere over the rainbow.
Weigh a pie. Nice.
Yeah.
Right, okay, move on.
So, we sent them our promo so they can play it on this week's show, which they're recording tomorrow. It should be out on Wednesday. AnneMarieandKatie.com. Oh, Anne-Marie and Katie. Fuck it, we'll put it somewhere. Right.
Over that rainbow.
They forgot to send us theirs, so we can't play their promo at the end of our show this week, but
so
we'll
they're
play
gonna
it
get
next week.
On my birthday show.
Hey, your birthday is going to come twice.
Isn't it?
And so might the Anne-Marie and Katie show.
Always grooming.
They're in Chicago, and they said that the next time we're there, when we get out there, we talk nonsense, they want to go out with us and have a blast.
Have a blast?
They're going to have a blast.
So that's American slang for dry bumming?
No, but here's a great idea, punky listeners. Not that we give you... We don't give you enough to do, really. If you'd like to describe what sort of a blast we're going to have with the Anne-Marie and Katie show, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Anne-Marie and Katie have had a blast. We want to know what off. We want to know what off, and we'll read them out for Tony's birthday. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, the thing is, other podcasts make things up. We don't have to. Our listeners are so fucking nuts. They've got nothing else to do. They just send us shit all week, don't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I can't remember what this competition is already. What sort of blast is it? Oh, fuck it. You'll sort it out, quality listeners.
Quality listeners.
That's used up about 4.5 minutes. Fuck it. Let's play another song on this second half of the show, Jet 13 Records Special.
Okay.
Next up, we have The Hangmen.
All right.
The Hangmen. I didn't show you the photo, Tone, but look at photo of the lead singer. He's a psychobilly clown monster.
Nice.
That's quite frightening, isn't it?
I thought it was Santa Claus then for a minute.
Did you?
Angle,
no.
But it's not.
Psychobilly clown monster.
Yeah, Santa in psychobilly.
So, Tony, if we're going to play something by the Hangmen that are on Jet 13 Records and have brought this out, especially this EP out, especially on Jet 13 Records, which I believe has come out. I've got the information here. Paul, you're such an arsehole. Let me have a look here. This has come out. This is coming out on 10 inch black wax hand numb. No, that's Miniskirt Blues. This has come out 7-inch on white wax, and it's called Rock and Roll Freak Show. And we were playing track two off it, Firewalker.
Do we listen to Songs on a Candle?
This is... What, sorry?
Hot Wax. Wax what?
White Wax. It just means vinyl.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I've just realised this isn't new. This came out... God, it's taken him a long time. This came out on the 13th of 3rd, 2005. What are we playing this for? anyway. There might be some vinyl copies still left. What you need to do is go to either jet13records.co.uk or the Hangmen's website, which is...
hangmenband.co.uk.
Hangmen.co.uk, that's it.
Really?
Hangmen.co.uk, yeah.
Oh,
they got in early on the old internets. They got in early. So shall we hear it then?
They'll get a fortune for it.
They probably would, actually, because I imagine there's a lot of...
Loads of
there's like, a huge demand
hangmen
for
out there.
Hangmen in Great Britain.
It's quicker than using yell.com. I need a hangman.
You've been practicing your comedy. Right then, Tony, let's play it.
Need to.
This is Firewalker. That's, cool. That's a little bit different to what we normally play. That's a little bit of harsh psychobilly there.
That's more you than me, isn't it?
Yes. A little reminiscent of Demented Argo.
Right.
And the Klingons. Rather like Miniskirt...
The Klingons?
Rather like Miniskirt Blues, who have actually got a member of the Klingons in them. And Miniskirt Blues are next up, but I want to talk about gigs. Not okay. Ryan. I don't want to talk about Ryan gigs.
You talk about gigs?
I want to talk about where I am this week.
Okay.
Because is this show going to get up this evening? Is it going to be up tonight?
Probably, yeah.
Probably. Monday night. So on Tuesday, which is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Unless you're already listening on Tuesday, or when it's today, or if you're listening later on in the week, it was yesterday or a few days ago, I'm doing last minute the Uni of Glamorgan in Trefoil Est.
Oh, charismatic.
Charismatic. Do you know what I'll be doing there, Tone?
Are you watching the stereo or phonics?
No, I'll be comparing.
Oh, lovely. Comparing what with what?
I'll be comparing English vowels with the Welsh valleys, you see. Oh, I love going. I've been to this university before, and it's a fucking great one to do as well. Now, it's Tuesday night.
Okay.
There is talk. I'm in negotiations at the moment, as of just before this show started.
Right.
There's an outside chance I might be in Doncaster on Wednesday night for Valentine's.
Valentine's night.
And I might be in Scarborough Thursday night. We don't know yet. Might not be in either, but I could be in Donny and Scar.
So you're like quite heavy
Wednesday, Thursday, yeah, and then Friday, Saturday doing Nottingham Jonglers.
Right.
So if you're in any of those areas, particularly the only one that you'll definitely see me at this week is Nottingham Jonglers on Friday and Saturday.
Right.
Advance tickets via jonglers.com, I think, or something. I'm not guest listening, you can fuck off. The amount of people, when I play Nottingham Jonglers, the amount of people that want to fucking come down on the league. just because we live nearby. Going, oh, brilliant, I'm going to come with that. Will you guess this, me? No.
Is this why you're playing it on my birthday? Because you know I'm busy elsewhere.
No, just because it's one, it's just one across off the list.
If it was the week after, I'd have gone.
Hey, Tone, what are you doing for your birthday?
I'm having a house party at Tony Towers.
I bet that's a bit awkward for your lodger.
It is a little bit, but I'm kicking him out for the night. And I've got the decorators in.
Oh, have you, Tone? That's sad. Yeah. You won't be able to have sex.
No. But yeah, so I've left them painting at home. And
it's going to be your 30th birthday.
Yeah, I'm 30 this
week. Is that your 30th birthday? Is that your 30th birthday?
Yes.
Hey.
The one you had 7 years ago.
Aren't the days? Yeah, and you know, I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed everyone since. This is the Dead 60s, by the way. I love them.
Yeah, so next time you hear from me, I'll be 30.
Have we mentioned that all the bands this week are on our MySpace? Top films?
Don't know.
We haven't mentioned BT Pod Show. Have a look round. You've taken on BT Pod Show as your little project, haven't you?
Yeah,
you've basically left me to
like
MySpace.
Yeah. You can have MySpace.
Well, you can expand our BT Pod Show now.
Yeah.
All right, mate.
I've been digging people on BT Pod Show.
Have you?
Random people.
Ah! Have we spoken about
no.
the suit? Go for
no.
it, Tone!
Last week we checked the BT Pod Show page because I'm always logging in. I'm always grooming. Always looking out
always
for like young
grooming.
Ladies who might want to listen to punky radio.
Over the age of consent, but under the age of SAG.
Yes.
Is that what we're saying then?
Just...
SAG, of course.
I am not telling anybody I date. I'm on this show. Let's put it
SAG,
that way.
Of course, is the school action group from Grange Hill.
That's right.
Uniforms are drag. So say SAG.
Just say no.
What do
no!
we want? No uniform. When do we want it? Now.
Now. But yeah, we logged on last week to have a look at our latest comments, and we had one from the Zootons.
Yeah, thank
saying,
you, Zootons.
Loving the show. Wish you weren't signed to a major record label.
Then we could play them.
We could play us. Yeah.
Who'd have thought the Zootons would be listening to
Who'd
our show?
Who'd have thought
show?
It? And on the same day, we had a comment
Who else?
From
Who
the,
else?
The Dirty Sanchez boys.
Who've just made a major... Especially! Feature film.
That's them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both commented on our
Welsh
page
veterans of
week.
Several series, who I have met before, of course.
You've met them
I've met Pritchard and Dayton at Leeds Festival.
Leeds.
Yeah, but how funny that I had no idea they were listening to our show. No idea.
Go. Well,
and we've left comments on their pages. You have, haven't you?
I haven't.
Just saying, thanks for listening to the show. Good luck for the future.
All the best. Hope whatever you're doing turns
all
out
the
all
best.
Right.
No doubt. Tony and Paul.
No date. Oh, sorry.
See, Tony and Paul. T-A-P.
Yeah.
Tap. Paul and
much
Tony.
Much better than Pat.
P-A-T. Pat. No, it's not.
Why? What's wrong with Pat? What's good with Pat?
Beg pardon?
You see, I thought there was going to be pregnant pause there for actual reason, not
no,
just a burp.
I just think Pat's better than Tap.
Really?
Yeah. I'll think about the reasons why during the next record.
Okay.
Which
well, I think tap room, as in like the dirty room.
Oh, okay,
of a pub
yeah,
where you can
yeah,
drink
okay,
beer. I think
okay.
of Pat, I think EastEnders and oh Pat.
I
and
think,
those fucking great earrings.
I think if you give a lady a pat,
right,
like a pat on the bum, say, a little pat, she'll like it. But if you give them a tap, they're not going to be so fucking happy. That's what I'm fucking saying. You know what I fucking mean? Right, do you know what I fucking mean? Do you know what I fucking mean?
Yeah. I don't like ladies called Pat, but I do like tapped ladies.
I'm a Nottingham Forest fan. Oh, yeah, fair enough. What about Pat Butcher?
Oh, Pat.
No. Ricky!
She's still in it.
She is the 47-stone lesbian of old London town.
Yeah.
Pam St. Clement. Her
the
earrings...
The was made of her in years to come.
Her earrings weigh more than my leg.
Yeah. That is true. That's been scientifically proven.
It has.
Yeah.
By scientists and that.
By scientists, yeah. But yeah, go tap.
We've run out
say.
Of things to say this week,
yeah,
haven't we? We're not prepared enough.
It's not like it's a short show.
No.
We've got crap loads to get
No, that's because we did it all in the first half.
All right.
Jet 13 Records, thank you very much, Jet. You're a lovely man. I hope everybody checks out jet13records.co.uk. Here comes the last song of this evening's show. It's by Miniskirt Blues, Tony.
Yes.
Miniskirt Blues, who do feature a founder member of the Klingons, amongst others. And I used to really like the Klingons. They did a great song called Pick Pick Yum Yum. Which went, pick, 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 yum, 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 fingers sticking up my bum. And it was about going to a space toilet where aliens pulled the poo out of you. Quality, but it was a ballad.
Nice.
So, I'm going to read about Miniskirt. I've got the information here for once.
Let's give the list some content.
Let's give them some content. Right. This came out on this mini album came out on the 20th of November. This debut mini album from London garage punk sensation Miniskirt Blues, formed in 2002, the band features members of Klingons, Nocturnal Teds and Space Wasters. Influences are drawn from punk, garage and psychobilly, with a complex distillation from both ancient and contemporary. Think the Cramps on speed. Having played with the likes of Demented I Go, Deadline, Necromantics and Sick on the Bus, Jet's other band.
Right.
They are building up their reputation with incredibly powerful and explosive live performances, adding their own individual style with their strong, growling vocals. Growl. Nothing on our blues, I don't reckon.
No.
This is a limited edition 10-inch vinyl pressed on black wax, hand-numbered to 500. Yes, 500 copies. And including a cover of Shaking All Over written by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates that can be heard regularly in their sets that we're not playing because we haven't got permission to. The Itch is an intense fusion of all things Miniskirt Blues, sleazy garage to the max. This is no bullshit, no gimmicks, just reality. And we're going to play a track of it, because Punky is just reality. And the track...
We are a reality show.
And the track that we're going to play is actually fucking brilliant. Do you remember which one it is, Tone?
No.
Oh, I should ask you their website first, shouldn't I?
All right.
Right, Miniskirt Blues, Tone. What is their website?
Miniskirtblues.com. Gotta be.
Miniskirtblues.co.uk.
Oh, Jesus. Suffering.
Is that,
fuck.
Is that 4-2 to me?
Yeah.
Me and the internet 4, you too. Not you too, they went in.
No.
We'll probably get a comment from you too now. Saying,
great show, guys.
Wish we weren't the biggest band in the world. Then you could play us on your show.
With a huge distribution deal so we could get paid on Punky.
Yeah. So, anyway, this is from Miniskirt Blues mini album, The Itch, and this is Pocky Whore.
Oh yeah! When on the streets of this dark city, when the sun goes down, a man is got to wait for you when you pay the town. She knocks him to an object of time, but don't you take the bait. Look away, go running. You know the score. I tried it once and there was nothing she wanted to do to please. Till I woke up and discovered I had a spinning disease. I died of passion and now my life's a mess. The best I've ever had, I'm glad I must confess. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, yeah, 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 yeah. You know the score. Oh yeah!
I love that song. We played it last night, do you remember? And it was just going, that is good, Pocky Whore, yeah. I like it. Well done, Miniskirt Blues. Thank you very much, Jet 13 Records. Thank you very much to everyone who has sent us in tracks and records and stuff to the show. Please do send your CDs to us via the Punky Bunker. The address is on our MySpace page.
Yeah.
And
your birthday cards.
And birthday cards and messages.
If you send your messages to tony@punkyradio.com, I'll read them out next week. Your birthday messages.
I've got interesting news about this tune.
Yes,
Tony.
You have. I was just thinking that.
We've tracked down Captain Marbles, although actually one of our amazing listeners has tracked down Captain Marbles. the man behind the Scourge, the people responsible for this tune. I have the history to it. I have all about it. And we have information about how you're going to be able to get hold of this track.
Really?
Possibly for purchase on iTunes, very reasonably priced, like 40 cents or something.
Nice.
Next week. He's getting the POS signed up for this week. He's going to get it on iTunes, maybe on TuneTribe. He's even thinking of running off a number of CDs of Scourge material for sale exclusively through Punky, thanks to Punky.
Blimey.
We've sorted it all out. Marbles is back in touch. I'll have all about it next week.
Excellent.
Make sure that you listen to Total Talk Nonsense.
Yes, please do.
Make sure you listen to Air Out My Shorts. At some point, we are going to mention those two podcasts properly again.
Yeah.
Make sure that you, if you do get a chance, have a listen to the Anne-Marie and Katie show this week, just because they're playing our promo and we can't play theirs. It's fair enough.
More about them next week, probably.
More about them next week, probably. We'll try and get some photos. Eh?
When I'm 30.
When you're 30. Tony.
Why, God, why?
Tony, 30's great, man.
Is it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Brilliant.
Well, 29 was pretty good. No, it wasn't. No, it was shit. Was.
Tony, your 20s have been bollocks and your 30s are going to be great. Deal with it.
But thanks for pissing on my last decade of my life.
Don't worry about it. It's not the first time I've done that recently.
God, no.
Blimey. Is there anything else? Yeah, vote for his podcast, Ali. Please do.
Yes.
Just go to punkyradio.com and follow everything.
Yeah.
We haven't even mentioned T-shirts this week. Or if we've
or
sold any thongs.
We haven't sold any thongs yet.
Tony, you're rubbish at this.
Sorry.
I was going to say, I don't know whether we've sold any thongs yet.
Oh, sorry.
We might have done.
We might have done.
Be the first one to buy a thong. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!
But you can't, yeah. Shame on
Purple bugger alarm.
Nearly 30.
Oh, fuck it.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
PodRiot.com.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.